back again with News and News here on News Talk 1010 WCSI 98.1 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. This morning I'm talking with the candidates for Bartholomew County Commissioners District 1. My next candidate is Democrat Joshua Verbrink. Josh, thanks for coming in this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So, for people who don't know you and where they might know you from, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So, I started getting involved with the community a few years ago. I serve with Harrison Township Volunteer Fire Department as a volunteer firefighter for the last 5 years. I'm on the Friends of the Library Nonprofit Board in Columbus, Indiana. They're attached to the Bartholomew County Public Library, and I serve as the president of that board. And I've been very active with the Democratic Party. So if you've seen me, it's probably one of those three locations, and hopefully not the fire department.
Hopefully not. Do you want to talk a little bit about what you do for a living and your family?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm married to my wife, Rachel. She works at the Bartholomew County Public Library as a librarian there in the children's department. I just had my first kid, Matilda. She just turned 1 year old. And then professionally, I work for a company called Mainstream Fiber Networks in Nashville, Indiana. I'm a business intelligence director for that company. They're an internet service provider.
So what possessed you to run for county commissioners? What is it about being a county commissioner that you're interested in?
So when I joined the fire department, I started getting a lot more involved in my local community. Start seeing what was out there, what the issues were, and just talking to people. And it got me a little bit of the itch to get into politics. My grandpa ran for commissioner back in 1986, and so I'd always hear my grandma talk about that. Had his like matchbooks, had his nail files, his his political merchandise that he had out there, which I always thought was really cool. And then once I started getting a little bit more involved with the fire department, I thought about potentially getting involved in local politics. So I went to the local Democratic headquarters asking how I could help, and they asked me if I'd like to run for county council. I was like, yeah, that sounds awesome. So I ran for county council 2 years ago, unsuccessful bid against George Morales. And then now this year, I'm going to run for county commissioner and hoping to get elected to that position.
So as you look at this as an outsider and a person who's, not an elected commissioner and the direction the county's been going, are you feeling that the county is going the right direction or are major changes needed?
I want to say that certain decisions have been made recently. I can appreciate, I like that we're bringing in the, I think there's always room for improvement in local government. I appreciate that we're thinking ahead a little bit when it comes to the county broadband project. I think that's going to bring a lot of new opportunities to the county that we've not had before. I do think we need to really make sure we're having a focus on affordable living in this county. I think with both the county council and the county commissioners being 100% composed of Republicans, I think we needed a couple Democrat voices. They have a voice as well.
So obviously the money side of the county government is on the council's responsibility, but the spending of it and the overseeing of the various projects and departments is what the county commissioners are involved in. One of the big benefits of the last few years that the county has had is the money coming in from the various relief programs at the federal level. That's dumped more than $16.5 million into the county's budget and allowed them to tackle some stuff. Do you think that money was spent the way it should have been spent? And what do we do when that money's no longer available?
Yeah, sure. So obviously it was really nice getting this big chunk of cash from the federal government when it comes to infrastructure improvement bill and with COVID relief funding. And a lot of that money hopefully went towards planning for some of these capital investment projects that we need to think about when it comes to repairing our county buildings, building new buildings. I know we've obviously done some bridge work recently, like the Lowell Bridge and getting that replaced. And that's great. And I'm really glad that we're kind of taking care of some of these problems now. What I want to make sure that doesn't happen is we don't wait another 10, 20 years to tackle some of these projects that are similar, but we don't have those funds. So we just make sure we're planning ahead and that we're going to think ahead as well.
Well, and as you look at the landscape going forward, any particular challenges that you see coming and anything that you're looking forward to tackling if you're elected?
Definitely think affordable housing in Bartholomew County is top of mind. It's getting really expensive to live in this county. Certain areas are definitely more affordable, but when it comes to just planning for how our communities are going to grow, planning how our city is going to grow, it's going to start pushing into the county, and that's where the commissioners are going to get involved when it comes to zoning and economic projects. So I definitely want to make sure we're thinking ahead here in the next, you know, for my next generation, for my daughter, right? She can be able to afford to live in this county. It's something I'm definitely worried about. I want to make sure when it comes to economic development, we're supporting any local businesses. We need to attract new investments. We need to make sure we're prepared to meet future challenges. Another item on the commissioner's docket that I'd like to really tackle is the animal control ordinances we have on the book right now. I feel like our animal control ordinances in the county are very weak compared to the surrounding counties. I know there's been quite a few different complaints in the Monday commissioner meetings. And definitely something I want to review and see what we can do to improve that.
So I know one of the things that other county officials have said and candidates talking about is looking at the youth services center in the county and what to do with that. That seems like it's going to be a big challenge. Do you have any thoughts on what should happen there?
Yeah, I guess my concern is if we don't have the youth center, the youth services center here, then where are the kids going to go? Are they going to have to go out of the county? Are their parents going to be able to help transport them? Is that going to be on the county to transport them? Are services going to degrade if we don't provide the services locally? I know we definitely need to balance how much it's going to cost to fix the youth center versus how much it would be to, you know, how much we could save for going to more of a regional center. But, you know, when it comes to making sure we're taking care of these kids, that means top priority.
So I personally feel that one of the big issues in this election that people are really concerned about is filtering down from the national level about whether your vote is going to be counted accurately and the integrity of the voting location and the vote process. What's your thoughts on how we're doing in Bartholomew County and what should voters expect?
Certainly not worry that your vote's not going to be counted. Being involved so heavily with the party, seeing the behind the scenes of the political process when it comes to becoming a poll watcher, a poll worker, how the election board handles these proceedings, it makes me feel very confident in the process. I have absolutely no worries at a local level that there will be any issues with your vote not counting. I would encourage everyone to go out and vote.
So as the voters are getting ready to go hit the polling locations, and obviously early voting has already started, any thoughts for the voters as they're getting ready to cast their ballot and make this decision for the county commissioner District 1?
Yeah, as far as what I believe sets me apart from my opponent, and I'm going to bring in a fresh perspective, and I'm not an entrenched political candidate here in the county. I've never been in office before. So I'm not going to get bogged down by the way things have been, you know, the way things always have been done. Yeah, I'm focused on the solutions. I definitely want to make sure we're making decisions based on facts and what's best for the community. I think my background in emergency response has taught me to act when action is needed and not to wait for problems to pile up.
We've been talking this morning with Joshua Burbrink. He was the Democratic candidate for Bartholomew County Commissioners in District 1. Josh, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And thanks for listening to us here at News and Views on News Talk 1010 WCSI 98.1 FM. I'm John Clark. We'll be back next week with more News and Views. Hope you have a great weekend.